Carol Roberson, Carol C-A-R-O-L, Roberson R-O-B-E-R-S-O-N. Date of birth is 1-5-1948. Date of service is 6-15-2023. Mrs. Roberson is a 75-year-old female who is here today for initial consultation regarding a multinodular goiter. She was diagnosed with multinodular goiter in March of 2023. She also has a history of hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and atrial fibrillation, as well as osteoarthritis. Her thyroid ultrasound dated 3-31-2023 indicates a dominant nodule on the right measuring 3.5 by 2.4 centimeters and a dominant nodule on the left measuring 1.3 by 1.2 by 1.1 centimeters. She denies any compressive symptoms at the thyroid. She reports palpitations associated with her atrial fibrillation. She denies any family history of thyroid disorder. She denies any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, or constipation. She denies any temperature intolerance. She reports some insomnia. She denies any changes in her hair, skin, or nails. Plan number one for her multinodular goiter. She had a thyroid ultrasound dated 3-31-2023, indicating a dominant nodule on the right measuring 3.5 by 2.4 centimeters, and another dominant nodule on the left measuring 1.3 by 1.2 by 1.1 centimeters. I have ordered an FNA biopsy of both of these nodules, and we will review the results with the patient in the next few weeks. Next number, I will also check a thyroid function panel, including a TSH, free T4, and free T3 level. I will also check a TPO antibody level and a thyroglobulin antibody level in order to assess for any autoimmune destruction of her thyroid gland. Next number, for her hypertension, continue current therapy. Next number, for her hyperlipidemia, continue current therapy. Next number, for her osteoarthritis, continue current therapy. Next number, for her atrial fibrillation, follow up with a cardiologist. Next number, follow up with primary care. Thank you for allowing me to participate in home management.